everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. In today's community calendar, we're going to be talking about the week of December 13th. And to start it off, we're going to be visiting about the library. We have placed a mint tree on our circulation desk from now until the first of the year. If anybody would like to come and donate some mittens or a hat or scarf, we'll attach it to the mint tree. And then after the first of the year, we will divide up the mittens, gloves, scarves, and hats between the two school systems and donate them so that some of the kids will have some warm attire to wear if need be. The Lincoln Pride Committee wants to remind everybody that the outdoor Christmas lighting contest is going to be on Sunday, December 20th. They will start around town around dusk, so make sure your lights are on. First place prize will receive $100, second $60, third $40, and these will be in the form of Kearney County Chamber checks. The winners will be announced in the December 24th issue of the Lincoln Independent, and they want to let everybody know that the prize money is being donated in memory of Russell Schenkel by his family. The Schenkel family has won the prize monies in the past years and would like to give back to the community in this fashion, but Dorothy wants to remind everybody that they are still decorating, so feel free to come by their home at 1206 Edward Street and see their lights. And the Pride Committee wants to remind everybody that everybody can get out on December 20th and check out all the lights around town as well. The Deerfield Recreation Commission wants to remind everybody that on Sundays, there is Jerry's Crochet class at Chachi's Place. It begins at 2:30 p.m. So this coming Sunday is the 13th, so everybody that's interested in that, be sure to attend it. Also, on December 15th, which is the Tuesday, the last Tot Lot program will be scheduled for 10 a.m. So come bring your preschoolers and enjoy playing, crafting, and snacking. And they want to remind everybody that it is free. This week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on the 15th, there's going to be coffee at 8 a.m. for everybody to come and visit. They're planning to do a lunch in Garden City, and the restaurant's to be determined. So if you want to check in with the Senior Center, be sure to contact them for that information. On Wednesday the 16th, they have coffee again at 8 a.m., path exercise at 10 a.m. At 10:45, they have Bible study. At noon is the Millsite Christmas party, and that particular day they are going to, it's just titled Christmas Party Buffet, so you'll have to come and see what they have planned for you. So let it be a surprise, like a gift being open at Christmas. And then after school, they will have the After School 4-H program at the Senior Center as well. On Thursday the 17th, they have coffee again at 8 a.m., Balavistics at 9 a.m., and then they're going to do the Shulman Crossing shopping trip at 11 a.m., so if you're interested in that, be sure to be there for that. On Friday the 18th, they have coffee again at 8, path exercise at 10 a.m., and then they have a make and take program at 1 p.m. Also, the Kearney County Senior Center and the Lincoln Recreation Commission wants to remind everybody that if they still have a room available, you can plan an overnight trip to go see the KU Texas Tech basketball game in Lubbock, Texas. This is going to be on January 9th. If you want to find out if there's any room left, contact 355-7039 and see if you can get on the list for that trip. For the Lincoln Recreation Commission, they want to remind everybody that on Monday the 14th, Incendi starts again at 5:30 a.m. Water aerobics is at 6 p.m. And then there's the kindergarten through second grade basketball at 7 p.m. On the 15th, you have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m., Insanity at 5:30 p.m., and water aerobics at 6 p.m. And then on Wednesday the 16th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m., and then they want to remind everybody that they will be having their open house from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Lincoln Recreation Commission. So be sure to swing by and visit with the board and all the employees and enjoy a nice visit with everybody. On Thursday the 17th for the commission, they have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Sanity at 5:30 p.m. Water aerobics is at 6 p.m., and then on the 18th, which is Friday, they have Paio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Insanity at 5:30 a.m. as well. The Kearney County Health Department wants to remind everybody that they are still taking applications for the Christmas basket sign up. That is until December 16th, so be sure you get there before the Wednesday, December 16th. To be part of this program, there are a few requirements. You must have IDs for everyone listed on your sheet. For children, it can be their shot records. This is income-based, so you need to provide pay stubs. And then they will need proof of residency that shows the physical address of where you live. And in this case, it could be a city bill or something like that. The STAR program is also going on for children 12 and under, and they will receive a gift along with a food basket. And remember, this is an income-based program sponsored by the Ministerial Alliance, and they want to wish everybody a happy holidays. We're moving on to the Deerfield School District for the week of the 14th. On Monday the 14th at 7 p.m., they have a Board of Education meeting. At 4 p.m., there's a middle school girls basketball game at Ulysses. On Tuesday the 15th, there's a basketball game versus Stanton County at 6 p.m. On Thursday the 17th, the high school, middle school basketball games are going to be at Moscow at 6 p.m. And then from the 18th on, they will be on Christmas break until the new year. For the Lakin School District, on the 14th at 12 p.m., there will be the Board of Education meeting. There is a high school basketball game at Syracuse at 4:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 15th, there's a high school basketball game at Sublette at 4:45 p.m. Then on Thursday, they have a 5th through 12th grade winter vocal concert at 6:30 p.m., so be sure to show up for that. And on the 18th, that is going to be the end of the first semester. The Lakin Grade School will be going around for Christmas caroling. The high school basketball team will be here versus Stanton County at 4:45 p.m. And then on the 19th, there is high school wrestling at Holly, Colorado at 10 a.m. And then, of course, through the rest of the year, they are going to be on their winter break. Deerfield wants to remind everybody about their Christmas celebration on Friday, December 18th. You can come to the Deerfield Community Center, where from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. they will have Christmas crafts. From 5:30 to 7, you can enjoy a spaghetti supper sponsored by the Kearney County Bank. Adults are $5 a plate, $3 for children 10 and under. At 6:15 p.m., the Deerfield Middle School and High School will perform their Christmas concert. And then, of course, at 7 p.m., who everybody's going to be waiting for? Of course, Santa arrives, so be sure to stick around till 7 p.m. For some of the other things within the community, on the 13th, which is Sunday, they have the High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 p.m. at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. On the 14th, you have a 4-H Club meeting at 6 at the Fair Building. You have Kearney County Saddle Club meeting at 7 p.m. Then on the 15th, which is the Tuesday, you have the Masonic Lodge meeting at 7:30 p.m. Then on the 16th, you have TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8, weigh-in at 8. On the 17th, there's going to be immunizations from 9 to 11, and then again from 1 to 3 at the Kearney County Health Department, so be sure to attend that. Also, the Kearney County FSA wants to remind everybody out there that needs to be aware of this, that the 2015 acreage reporting date for December 15th is going to be this Tuesday, and this is for the fall planted crops, so be sure to do your reporting on December 15th. The Lakin United Methodist Church wants to let everybody know that on December the 13th, which is this Sunday, that they will be doing their children's program during the Sunday worship service. There will be a live nativity scene at 7 o'clock outside on the church lawn. And then immediately following that will be the Christmas cantata with the church choir. Hot chocolate and cookies will be served, so bring your family and enjoy all the fun. The Lakin Assembly of God would like to let everybody know that they're introducing the new Star Kids Christmas Play Saturday, December 12th at 6 p.m. Cookies and hot chocolate will be served, so they would like to see everybody there and just have a nice time visiting with everybody. If you have any interest in serving on one of the Kearney County boards, they have a few vacancies right now. They have Kearney County Airport positions, number 1 and 2. They have Beamer Park Advisory Board positions, number 1 and 2. Memorial Building Board position, number 1. Deerfield Community Center Board position, number 1. And then also the Kearney County Fair Board positions number 1 and 2. Each board member will serve a term of 3 years. And if you are interested, you need to send your letters of interest to the Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas 67860. Letters should be received no later than Monday, January 4th at 8 a.m. So anybody interested in serving on one of the mini boards, you have an opportunity here within the community. And with that, we want to wish everybody safe and enjoyable week for all your travels and visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.